Alex. Christine paused. Another undecipherable response. Hi, she finally said. Could I talk to Alex? Of course. Hang on, I'll get him. He just finished his dinner. He's in the playroom. I heard a rustling and then Christine's muted voice. It's Daddy. The word gave me a strange pang, warm and regretful at the same time. Hi, Daddy. A whole lot of mixed feelings intensified at the excited sound of his voice, but mostly I just missed him like crazy. I could see his small face, his smile. Hey, pup, what's new? Like any 3-year-old, little Alex wasn't quite up to speed on the whole phone thing. It was a quick conversation, unfortunately. After a particularly long pause, I heard Christine again in the background. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you soon, I told him. I love you, buddy.
Love you, Daddy.
Then little Alex hung up the phone on me, with a dismissive click. I was back in my room, alone with the Mary Smith case, missing all the people I loved more than life itself. That was the exact thought in my head. But what did it mean? Part 3. Juggling Acts. Chapter 47.
Mary Smith sat on a park bench while her darling little Ashley monkeyed her way around the playground. Good deal. The exercise was just enough to tire her out before Mary had to pick up Brendan and Adam from their playdates.